Let me tell you about Anchor. You haven't heard about Anchor? Well, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It has tools that you can use to create and edit your podcast right from your phone. You even get paid for your podcast. Yes, that's right. You get paid for your podcast. Why wait? Go to Anchor FM to get started. We celebrating 50 years of hip hop. Let's get it. They call him Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. I am your host, Riders. Like I said before, we celebrating 50 years of hip hop today on Riders Live. Me, myself, for those who don't know, I'm a hip hop artist as well as a podcaster. And I started rhyming in 93. That's when I started, just, you know, writing songs and everything. You know, I hid my talent, but in short, I'm happy to be a part of this thing. With albums to my own credit, The Hunt Side, Self-Preservation, Focus of Fold, my self-titled album, Riders, Henny Hunt, the Chicago Sleepers mixtape. It's a collaboration album. I was mainly the executive producer of that. You know, I'm only on two songs. We put that out independently. And then CNR, that was like my first official release with my partner, Shanga Jawari. You know, that helped teach me the game and learn the business side of it. But with that being said, I love hip hop. We celebrating 50 years of hip hop today. We got a good show for y'all today. I appreciate everybody for tapping in this week. I appreciate everybody tapping in, period. So that's what it is. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Impact, that's what's poppin'. Live performance, that's what's poppin'. Lyrics, that's what's poppin'. Storytelling, that's what's poppin'. Classic albums, that's what's poppin'. Songs, that's what's poppin'. Longevity of album, that's what's poppin'. Longevity of songs, that's what's poppin'. Classic collabs, that's what's popping. Longevity, quality, that's what's popping. And a dope voice, that's what's popping. The Sugar Hill Gang is the Riders Live What's Popping artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Here's Wonder Mike, Hank, and Master G, the Sugar Hill Gang.
Baby, rubber to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity bee. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm, that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. When I'm imp the dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house with the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak spank or do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Trent's trio or with a serious joint, or from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme. Because they say that miracles never cease, I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like dark afternoon. Reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore. So I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn, fly guy, I'm in love with you. The Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air in pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there. I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party harder like you just don't care. Let's do it. But don't stop, y'all. I take a talk, y'all. You don't stop. I go hotel, motel. And what you gonna do today? Someone get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, God, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and brush them off. I give the rest to Master G so he can shock the house.
I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toes. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shake your dairy air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. With the show, I shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop, give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep it strong, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here. I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggers in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girls. I get on the floor. I come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. Cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I say the 1, 2, 3. Boy, tell me what the mic, what are you waiting for?
To the hip hop, the hip into the hip, and the hip hip, the hopper, you don't stop. Rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. A skittle bee bop, we rock a Scooby Doo. And guess what? America, we love you. Because you rock in a row with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast. But we like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba. Baby bubba to the boogie to bang, bang, the boogie to the beat. It's so unique, come on everybody and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean the macaroni soggy, the peas all mushed and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he just being polite, he ain't finished, oh, that's bull. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so he piles some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate, and your chicken's slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of K.O. Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With a hip hop, the hippie to the hip, and a hip hip, a hoppy, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
That was the legendary Sugar Hill Gang with the first rap song ever, Rapper's Delight. That song is available on all streaming platforms. Like I said, we celebrating 50 years of hip hop. You did. So, I got a list for y'all. So, I got the top labels, honorable mentions, and my favorite label. I got the top female MCs, honorable mentions, and my favorite. I got the top groups of all time, honorable mentions, and my favorite. Top hip-hop albums, honorable mentions, and my favorite. And I got the top 15 greatest MCs and my favorite. You know, it's too many MCs to narrow it down to 10 for the greatest of all time. So I got 15 at the end, and then I got my favorite. So this how I'm celebrating my 50 years of hip-hop. I listen to a whole diverse catalog of hip-hop, but these are the labels, female MCs, groups, hip-hop albums, and MCs that made my list, y'all. So we're going to start with the labels first. I'm going to do the honorable mentions. Loud Records, Ruthless Records, Dreamville, Cold Chillin', and No Limit. All right? My favorite label is my own independent label, Huntside Music. You know, being indie to help your boy move around and get money. So, of course, I'm going to say my own label. I believe in it. I believe in me. So now, let's get into the top 10. We got at number 10, the label that produced The Lox, DMX, E, Dragon, Rough Riders. Number 9, we got Kanye and Good Music. Number 8, Jimmy Iovine and Interscope Records. Number 7, Aftermath Entertainment. Number 6, Top Dog Entertainment, other known as TDE. Number 5, we got Dame and Hov over there at Rockefeller Records. Number 4, Death Row and Big Sugar Knight. Nobody could discredit what he built over there. Number 3, we got Cash Money. Number 2, Bad Boy and Puffy. And number 1, Def Jam, the number 1 label. All right? So, how many of y'all listen to Lady Hip Hop? I listen to female MCs. My thing is, if you're a spitter, you're a spitter. And that's just how I see it. So, as far as my honorable mentions, these just some of my pioneers, and some of them sold a lot of records, so I couldn't discredit them, but I do love female hip-hop a lot, y'all. So, Salt-N-Pepa is my first honorable mention. You know, they started out as a duo like Run-DMC, so I got Shauna from Chicago, who was with the Rhyme Syndicate. She was with Ludacris for a while, and then she went on to do her own independent thing. Then I got Lil' Kim, Lady of Rage, and Foxy Brown. Now, my favorite female MC who could spit, and she really didn't have too much commercial success because I don't think that the labels knew what to do with her because she just was that fucking good. So, my favorite female MC is Jean Grey, y'all. Jean Greasy. So y'all go ahead and check out Genius on the Internet, produced by Ninth Wonder. Go check out this week. You know, she got joints from Ninth Wonder, Justice League. Y'all go check out my homegirl, Jean Grey. So let's get into this list. At number 10, I got Lauryn Hill. She only made one album. We know she did her thing on the score, but The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, she came out of the gate doing Diamond with that motherfucker. The second album, not so good, but shout out to Lauryn Hill for getting on the King's Disease 2, bodying that bitch. Number 9, Eve. What y'all niggas want? It's right here. She had the look. She had the songs. She sold some records. So that's what it is. Number 8, Remy Ma. Number 7, Meg Thee Stallion. Number 6, Cardi B. Number 5, Nicki Minaj. Number 4, Missy Elliott. Now, we ain't gonna front. Missy might be the best on this whole fucking list right here. You know what I'm saying? Number 3, The Brat. Number 2, Queen Latifah. And my number 1 favorite female MC of all time is MC Light. You know, MC Light, she could spit harder than a dude, you know. Light as a rock, cha-cha-cha. Georgie, MC Light got classics. Okay? So now, we better get into the top 10 greatest rap groups of all time. So we're going to start with the honorable mentions first. So at number 15, my fault, the Ghetto Boys. Then you got the Far Side. Then you got the Roots. Then Cypress Hill and Mobb Deep. Now my favorite group, they don't even have an album out. They're from Chicago. I collaborated with them on various records. I got them on my first album. It was an honor working with them. The Suspects, which consists of Ray Lou, Reno Rich, Quarter Key, and Khalido. So if The Suspects listening, y'all need to get an album out here for the people, y'all. I'm vouching for y'all. You know, they shit good, man. They shit good. So let's get into these top 10 greatest rap groups of all time. Number 10, The Fugees. Number 9, De La Soul. Number 8, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Number 7, Public Enemy. Number 6, Andre 3000 and Big Boy, Outkast. Number 5, The Beastie Boys. Number 4, N.W.A. Number 3, A Tribe Called Quest. Number 2, Run DMC. And the number 1 greatest rap group of all time, Wu-Tang Clan. Okay? Yeah. The reason why I picked the Wu-Tang is, you know, they had 9 members. All of them good with the group. All of them dope as solo artists. They came in the door with 36 Chambers, and nobody never seen anything like that before. So Wu-Tang Clan is number 1. Now let's get into the top 10 hip-hop albums. Top 10 greatest hip-hop albums of all time. So we're going to kick it off with the honorable mentions first. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Jay-Z with Reasonable Doubt. Outkast with Aquemini. The Chronic 2001. And 3 Feet High and Rising. So my honorable mention is Welcome to O Block by the late, great King Von. You know, 1 through 18, you know, it bang. That's my favorite album right now. Shorty has so much promise. It's a shame that he lost his life over, you know, a dispute. I don't really want to speak too much on that, especially when, you know, people die and, you know, somebody from the crib, it kind of hit home. So at number 10, top 10 hip hop albums, Into the Wu, 36 Chambers. Number 9, Mad Villainy by MF Doom. Number 8, College Dropout by Kanye from the crib. You know, before he started having a lot of his issues and obstacles and stuff. So shout out Kanye. Number 7, Ready to Die by the late, great, Notorious Big. Number 6, All Eyes on Me. First double disc I ever purchased by the great Tupac Shakur. Number 5, You Can't Front on a White Boy, the Marshall Mathers LP, Eminem. Number 4, The Great Adventures of Slick Rick. Number 3, The Chronic, nigga, Dr. Dre. Number 2, Straight Outta Compton, Ice Cube, Eazy-E, MC Ren, Dr. Dre. And number 1, the number 1 greatest hip-hop album of all time, Illmatic by Nas. Five Mics and the Source. First album came out banging from 1 through 10, you know, from the intro all the way through. Great production, LES, DJ Premier, Pete Rock, Large Professor, Q-Tip. What else can I say, y'all? You know, the buzz around that album was crazy, crazy. So now, we're going to get into the top 10 greatest MCs of all time, y'all. So, we're going to start with the honorable mentions again. Number 15, Andre 3000, other known as Three Stacks. Number 14, my man, the most consistent member of the Wu that make dope albums, Ghostface Killah. Number 13, Snoop Dogg. Number 12, one of the pioneers, KRS-One. And number 11, my man from Corona, Queens, Kool G Rap. Now my favorite MC is Core motherfucking Mega. Core Mega. Shout out to Core Mega for being, you know, one of the best independent artists, you know, releasing consistent music, never put out a dud project, put his money behind himself, investing in himself, and still making music today. Y'all go ahead and get The Realness 2, y'all. The Realness 1. Y'all go cop Core Mega whole motherfucking catalog. Real talk, y'all. So here we go with the top 10 MCs. Top 10 greatest MCs of all time. This is my list. And the list is based off of impact, live performance, lyrics, storytelling, classic albums, songs, longevity of album, longevity of songs, classic collabs, longevity quality. That's what I base my list off. All right? So when I get to number one, I'm going to really explain it, everything. So at number 10, we got Ice Cube. At number 9, Slick Rick. Number 8, LL Cool J. Number 7, Tupac. Number 6, Big Daddy Kane. Number five, Biggie. Number four, Jay-Z. Number three, Slim Shady, a.k.a. Eminem. Number two, Rakim Allah, Rakim. And number one, Nas. So I got Nas down for the GOAT, you know what I'm saying? Like on the Takeover, Hov was like, you know, four albums in 10 years, nigga, I could divide. That's one every, say, two of them shits was due. Let's dig into this statement a little bit, okay? The Lost Tapes 1 and 2 is banging. Nas has one of the most in-depth catalogs of any MC. Lost Tapes 1 and 2, banging. And I think the release of King Disease 1, King Disease 2, King Disease 3, and Magic put him over Jay-Z. But here's the thing. Like Hov said, do y'all listen to music or do y'all just skim through it? You know what I'm saying? Like Nas, when he was making, you know, Nostradamus, I Am, and all of that, you know, they was bootlegging and leaking and shit. But he got so many unreleased songs that could be on any artist album that's killing shit. So let me mention a couple of them. Dice Game, General, To Live and Die, It Wasn't You. There's so many songs. Star Wars, Drunk by Myself, Blaze of 50. There's so many unreleased Nas songs that he got. You know, Jay-Z, he don't got no unreleased music that can compare to Nas. He don't. Everybody bring up 444. Okay, it was good. This last verse, that freestyle that Jay-Z dropped or whatever, it was okay. Nothing spectacular about it. But I ain't trying to hate on Hov, but a lot of people from my city, you know, they hustlers, they ride with Hov, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just the type of person, you know, I'm a historian, I'm a fan, I'm an MC myself. I do my due diligence, you know what I'm saying? So this has been 50 years of hip hop. You know, I just wanted to provide my list and my insight. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I hope y'all rocking with it. Anybody who got a list of their own or don't agree with my list, it's all good. Y'all more than welcome to hit me up on RodisOnline.net or go to my Linktree. It got all my social medias in there. Linktree/Rodis, which is RODES. This has been another episode of Rodis Live. Peace. If you would like to support the Rodis Live podcast, we have merchandise in the Rodis Live podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Rodis Live podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Rodis Hunt. Option three, we have the RodisOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
Sick of this shit. I overcome obstacles, hurdles, leaps and bounds. Chumps of cyberspace with crooked smiles. I'm steady making moves in and out of town. Fuck Chicago politics, who's king in the crown? Kill your motherfucking self, nobody keeping you down. Everywhere I go, I'm holding us down. Dolo, I represent that real nigga shit. Whenever I'm approached by kids, my status with sulfuric spit. Never yelling Chirac, that bullshit is whack. Traveling double solid with the four corner hustlers. Believe I'm checking a bag where there's money to muster. Born losers, grabbing the barrel ass busters. A trailblazer lane, kicking the dust up. Stop sobering over that broad, saluting the plot. Barbarians and savages with ADHD niggas for managers. Handle your business and find where the cabbage is. The network experts stack bands from loyal fans. The master plans just trying to expand. I offer advice, extending a helping hand. Never undermine a boss, you need to understand.